You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is not gonna happen. But yeah, that would be better. He doesn't care. They don't care. So if you don't mind that, I just should include him if
yeah,
that's
I told a bunch of people. I just
great, fantastic. Murphy's at 8.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Hey, I like hard seltzer. That's just me. Shoot.
Sorry. I have to say stuff like that because it's funny, and Mr. Paul laughs at everything I say.
He does.
So I like to say stuff.
Yes. They're a good audience.
All right, we gotta go.
Yes. Yeah. So, guys, we got Monica Perez here, and yesterday we were speaking. And first of all, Monica, I'll say this. When you leveled up in my book is when you were on our podcast and we were doing the rapid-fire questions, I said, what's more likely, that COVID is naturally occurring or that we landed on the moon in 1969? And you said that COVID was more likely naturally occurring. So it's like you are a moon landing skeptic, and you said yesterday that you haven't ever like elaborated on that on air. We also are joined by my mom sitting
Hello.
In for Mike and Tyler. So Monica, what are your thoughts on the moon? When did you begin questioning it?
And this is just to say that I don't believe in germ theory. So for me to think that COVID would be naturally occurring is very close to impossible. But the moon landing, I'm squarely in the didn't happen. So I usually, if somebody wants to challenge me on this, I actually turn it around and say, what makes you think it did happen?
Right. Burden of proof would be
yeah.
on the...
So if anybody wants to claim that it happened...
I love the moon landing, and I want to believe it happened so bad.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what it was meant for. It was meant...
Why would they go to all that trouble? I don't understand.
Cold War propaganda?
I need to know why, yes.
Yeah, why are they going? See, I actually think the argument for why they went through all that trouble is really redeeming for them. So to me, I think that there is an element of the Cold War where they kind of colluded behind the scenes. And I think the same thing is happening now where they're bringing us a Cold War with China that kind of started to come to a head now that we're in this COVID thing. But COVID was basically anticipated by an October 2019 roundtable exercise called Event 201, where the U.S. CDC and the Chinese CDC were at a table with Johns Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and they said, this was October 2019, what if we had a novel coronavirus that caused a pandemic that made the markets crash by 40%, that lasted for 18 months? Okay, so the Chinese CDC was there. Yet it looks like this is a big cause of conflict between us and China right now. Similarly, in the original, the Cold War with Russia, I feel like that why did Robert Oppenheimer supposedly gave the bomb to Russia? And everybody thought, who believed that, thought he was a traitor. And I just think he worked for the defense companies. Because how do you keep making wartime level defense material if you don't have a war? So he had to give them the nukes or whatever so that we could have an arms race, okay? So I don't even really believe in the Cold War. The only thing that makes me question how deep that narrative can really hold up is this idea that the moon landing was faked in order to win the Cold War. Because if, so maybe Kennedy popped off, I don't know. I don't know why he said that they were going to win this race. They were worried because Russia was ahead of us in the space race. The only thing that could really knock their socks out, strike a blow for capitalism, is if they actually landed on the moon with a human being and dragged that guy back. So that too is like virtuous. I think JFK, although I wouldn't have agreed with his politics, he seemed like a guy who had some integrity in some ways. So he probably wanted to win that Cold War. And when it was clear that it wasn't going to happen, they took their enormous budget and they turned it towards staging the event. And I feel like if they had failed, they would have really betrayed the country. If they had actually admitted failure, then a mere 20 years later, the Berlin Wall fell. A mere 20 years. Like, it seems like a very long time, but it really wasn't that long between the moon landing and the fall of communism. And I feel like a lot of that, has we've been told, has been psychological, that they kind of they overspent on defense, they were intimidated, they kind of gave up when Reagan came in, they got scared. So all of that psychology did win the Cold War, and I kind of feel like it's redemptive of them if they did fake it. But when I look at the moon landing, or even just think about it, I think, okay, they shot a rocket there, was circling around, I guess, they dumped a bunch of stuff on the moon, including human beings. The guy played golf a little bit, and then he climbed back up onto his spaceship and came home. And in the meanwhile, he had conversations with us faster than the speed of light, which is kind of weird.
That's the big one. That's the big one that I get hung up on.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, that story is actually made up, because if you talk to photographers and stuff, they say, well, we actually did that broadcast a little bit in advance and then edited out the 2.5 second spaces, you know, which of course you would never do that. So even the official narrative, if you dig deep enough, there are just these delays, you know, missing delays that make no sense. And there's a great documentary called American Moon by Massimo Mazzucco. And he was a photographer in Italy, and all his friends are Italian photographers, really high level guys, and they examined all of those pictures. They were like, unless this was filmed on Tatooine and it had two suns, then it didn't happen because there are two light sources. And the biggest thing for me is this was supposedly a scientific expedition. That's how they kind of justify this. Okay, it was whatever, pissing contest, but really, these are scientists, right? Why would they not take a picture of the stars, right? And they're like, well, there was too much light. It's like, what light? Whatever. Okay, so you set up lighting there, I guess. Turn it off. Just turn the camera. A camera, you could just open the aperture or whatever and just leave the film exposed, and the stars would make an impression. It would not be that hard to take a picture. And you would get, for the first time in human history, a perspective from a different point. So every perspective we've ever had on the stars, it's almost like a two-dimensional, you know, globe. We're like in a snow globe of stars. Imagine if we had even if that point were half the distance to the moon, it would be tremendously enlightening. And they forgot to do it, and that's because they really don't know what it looked like from there, and they couldn't have faked it.
You know, I'm thinking about, my mom and dad had this big coffee table book growing up about being on the moon, going to the moon, and as a kid, I would go through it constantly, thinking it was so cool, and I'm thinking of all the pictures that were in there. I'm like, all right, you're making me think a little bit, because I did see all those pictures. I thought they were fascinating, and now my world's just crashing
down. Do you have that book?
No, my mom, we moved my mom into a retirement community and got rid of all of her stuff. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, that was up there. Well, it's a lie anyway, but,
see,
you know.
But it's emotionally investing. It's like
it
they
was.
Get
it
to
was
the
a
kids.
Time Life book.
Yeah,
yeah,
they get to the
book.
Kids.
Oh, Time Life.
Pictures.
Yeah.
That's as bad as Popular Mechanics. I mean, gosh.
But wasn't the.
My brain's not accepting all
I'm
this.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't the space program just used as a cover for the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile program?
I don't know about that. I only ever focused on the things that were deal breakers for me. Like, they say stuff about the temperature and how the moon buggy had no radiator, or there was, like, they left a photo, like, on one of the moon landings, they left a photograph, the guy left a photograph of his family that was in, like, one of those little plastic photograph things, which would have just melted because it was 250 degrees or something there at some point.
Yeah.
So I never, I try not to really go too far down those rabbit holes where I just don't believe the story. I feel like it's, you know, somebody else's turn to bring me back to, like, oh no, it really happened, this is how. Like, even the Van Allen radiation belt story, like, you couldn't get human beings through that without being damaged. I don't know how to really intuit that. I'm told that, but I really don't know how to use intuition to verify that. I feel like the other stuff, I just don't believe those guys jumped off their little rocket and then jumped back on.
The biggest thing for me is the live broadcast where, okay, first of all, who is filming Neil Armstrong? Who set up the camera for the first steps on the moon? And how are you broadcasting 240, what is it, how many miles is the moon away? Let me pull it up here.
Far away.
240,000 miles. How is that possible with 1969 technology? It's like, look at a 69 Chevelle or whatever car
that
you
That too,
want.
Yes. Yeah, the technology, it's just, right. That was the first thing that I gave up on, but the time delay is yes. Irrefutable. Like, they had technology 40 years ahead of their time. I don't believe it. And then, like, the big, like, amazing thing is, like, wow, the iPhone in your pocket has more computing power than NASA in its entirety during the moon landing. It's like, isn't that amazing? They landed on the moon and they didn't even have, like, the equivalent of a cell phone. And I'm like, you know, it's not amazing, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Literally incredible.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it
anymore.
Lie. It's all right.
I know. I'm sorry. So we better not talk about dinosaurs this time.
Oh, no, yes. There are dinosaurs. There had to. But they were just a bad idea. So God wiped them out and started over.
Yeah, bad idea because they could not actually stand upright. But that's okay.
But there were birds.
Sure.
Birds are not real.
Like,
I want to get that on record. Birds are not real.
No, birds are real. All dinosaurs are birds. And they're like this big and... Yeah, some of them are big.
God made dinosaurs. It was a bad idea. He wiped them out, and now they're just there for our curiosity. Like, I'll let them stumble on some
dinosaurs.
No,
see, they made the mistake with dinosaurs. They made the mistake with dinosaurs that they did not make with the moon landing. They gave us, is it T-Rex? Who's the guy with the tiny hands?
T-Rex.
Yeah, and, like, he's just, like, with the laws of gravity that, like, the Earth would have to be a different planet for that guy to be able to, like, stand upright. And I'd also like to see, you see him, like, towering over trees, and I'm thinking, what's he eating? Like, 80-year-old trees are, like, would just be,
oh,
like, little snack. Like, how many?
Is he eating other dinosaurs? That's what they
he ate people.
You
got
to be able to move very quickly to be a carnivore. So if you think about, like, really big things, rhinos, hippos, elephants, they're herbivores. And they're just with thick skin, like, you can attack them, but they're not running around killing stuff. Sorry, I really didn't mean to do dinosaurs.
No, that's like a three-hour conversation. That is a great topic for another time. Going back to the moon landing and NASA and
sorry,
stuff.
Sorry, Nick.
To me, no, you're fine. But the other thing that's incredible to me, is the International Space Station, because it's going 17,000 miles an hour at all times, and somehow we launch people up there, and they just catch a ride. Because if you're going 30 miles an hour.
Wow, so you're skeptical of that? Like, I didn't even...
Oh,
I mean, kind of...
This is a new rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't even get it.
I like these sacred cows. Like, we were talking about the emotion that people have with the moon landing. I've made people turn red and angry. Okay, yeah, so, I mean, there's just so many of these topics that we could get into, but that's the sales.
We'll
pitch
do it anytime. This was just a pop in.
Yeah, this is yeah, yeah.
So we can do it. And I had to meet
they
you.
They had to have our universes meet before we.
I mean,
meet.
Yes, so I absolutely had to meet. I've heard
you
so much about you.
I could just listen to you all day. Because,
no, I've been. Yeah, I hope you can come out tonight. We've got to party a little bit. You were missed.
Well, I think I got some stuff back home. I'm the
I know who's
grandma.
Babysitting. Sorry,
Monica. A lot of bubble guppies. Me and the bubble guppies are tight.
I've done my fair share of of child care.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.